This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day if you're just waking up. It is our hump show. We're chugging our way through. Happy to keep you company. We threw a question out there, even though it's hump show and you ask me anything. You did ask me anything. We have thrown a show question out there as well that's off the sports path. We decided we wanted to have some fun, and it generally is our questions that have nothing to do with sports that get the biggest responses. Don't ask me why. I'm not sure what that says about me and my ability to talk about sports. But I try to take it personally. I just know you all really enjoy answering entertainment questions. So our question on this particular show, what is the movie or TV show you've never seen, as in never, not you watched half of it and decided you didn't like it, but you've never seen, you don't even know what it's about really, but you don't say that often in mixed company because you get funny looks. You don't say it at parties. Hey, I've never seen Seinfeld. Or as Robert on our Facebook page said, I've never seen Steinfeld. Yeah, definitely don't say that at a party. Dave is shaking his head. We've lost all respect for you, you Steinfeld lover. So on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, you're blowing it up. I knew this would get a lot of responses. Surprisingly, Game of Thrones is a really popular answer. I thought I would be in the minority with Game of Thrones because it was such a big deal, but a lot of you have never seen Game of Thrones. So my answers are Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, and then The Godfather is a movie I've never seen. There are plenty of movies I haven't seen. I'm not big into horror movies, so there are a lot of those I haven't seen. I haven't seen Jaws. I think it's too late to go back and watch Jaws. Anyway, Godfather is the one that countless boyfriends, dates, friends have said to me, you have to see it. I'll watch it with you. And then it's never happened. And I'm not really interested in going back and watching it now. So those are my answers. You don't need to apologize for your answers. Just send your responses. And if you're on Twitter and you want me to actually use your name, well, then you're going to have to include your name because I don't read Twitter handles. Megan says The Godfather as well. Okay, see, there's at least five of us on this island. So thanks for your responses. Again, Twitter, Facebook, and our phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Big news breaking from the NFL scouting combine, actually not that long before we went on the air. So this was news for a lot of you that you're just hearing now. There will be a vote on the proposed CBA. So the owner's version of the collective bargaining agreement has now been passed on, or will be passed on very soon, to the players to vote. After hours and hours of meeting on Tuesday in Indianapolis, there was a group of owners as well as a group of player reps, so team reps. And by the time they got done, who knows how many times they went around the table and around the block. But by the time they got done, more than 4 hours of meeting, and this was just a select group from each side, the leadership of the NFL Players Association, so the leadership of the union, voted to pass it on to the roughly 2,000 players in the NFL so they can vote. And now all it needs is a simple majority. So better than 50%. Don't know if there have been any changes to the proposal that we saw last Thursday, or at least pieces of it that were released last Thursday. So the owners got together. It wasn't unanimous. We talked about it on the show last week, but they had better than 75% who voted to pass this proposal on to the NFLPA. And they kind of indicated they weren't interested in renegotiating any of the terms. Not quite a take it or leave it, but pretty darn close. That included the 17-game regular season that would kick in 2021. It also included an extra percentage and a half of revenue, so more of the pie. But there were reactions from guys like J.J. Watt, who tweeted hard no on this proposed CBA. Richard Sherman, who was on Twitter encouraging players to speak to their team reps, let them know how they felt about it. And the last I knew, there was a real divide over the 17 games and what the players were getting in return. So there will be a vote. Again, they don't need two-thirds. They just need 50.5%, I guess, if they round up. So the NFLPA will vote on this new collective bargaining agreement, this proposal that's been passed on by the owners. There may have been changes to it or amendments to it in their big meeting on Tuesday, but they were really tight-lipped. Once they left that meeting, there was a hotel in Indianapolis, and soon after, one of the NFLPA directors tweeted that the players will have a chance to vote. So that was the latest coming from Indianapolis late last night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I mentioned this earlier. I know a lot of you who listen are also in unions. When it comes to voting in our union, my union, it can take a few weeks. They have to notify us by mail. They also send us email. We have various options. We can vote by text. We can vote online. In some cases, you can call and log your vote over the phone if it's a simple vote. Or you can send back the card that they drop in the mail. I suspect that it will take them a little bit anyway to hear from the NFL players, all of them, though they may not need all of them to vote. Once they get a simple majority, they may not care. But you would think they'd give the players, who are probably scattered all over the country, as well as maybe some on vacation and outside the country, you would think they would give them some time to realize, oh, wait, I'm supposed to vote here. So we'll find out what the deadlines are, how quickly this vote is going to take place. But what's at stake, 10 years in the new labor deal, what the NFL is touting as peace for the next 10 years. But what we don't know is whether or not anything was changed, whether or not the owners decided, okay, we'll make another concession or we'll change this piece of the proposal that the players didn't like. That we don't know. Still a shroud of mystery. However, it appears as though at least a vote will take place before the deadline, which is coming up in mid-March. Elsewhere at the Combine, Joe Burrow looks really comfortable in his own skin. And certainly the spotlight that he's been in now for several months, even going back probably 6-7 months, but he kind of burst onto the scene is the LSU quarterback who then won the Heisman, started compiling these outrageous numbers, played some of his best games on the biggest stages in college football this past year, and of course, led the Tigers, the LSU Tigers, to the national championship. You can tell he's gotten real comfortable in the spotlight, which is good because that's the life of an NFL quarterback. He doesn't seem flummoxed by 1,000 cameras and microphones in his face. And I actually like the ease with which he handles himself. There are some guys you can tell they get a little tight, that you can tell media is not their favorite thing. And it might not be Joe's, but he's got the right mix already of humor and sincerity, but also irreverence. He makes jokes. Makes jokes about his tiny hands. It's become such a goofy headline to come out of the combine. But this is what happens at the combine. People obsess over stuff that doesn't always matter. In fact, sometimes gets lost in the shuffle a few days down the road. And so Joe Burrow is having to answer the same questions he's been answering for a few weeks now. Actually, more than that. I guess going back to when he won the Heisman and then even following the national championship. Where do you want to play in the NFL? And you remember last week he made the comment about how he has leverage. That one word sparked a bit of a riot. And so there he was on Tuesday at the combine answering more questions about whether or not he wants to play for Cincinnati and whether or not he wants the Bengals to draft him.
I'm not going to not play. I'm a ball player. Whoever picks me, I'm going to go show up. It's 2 hours, 15 minutes from my house, and I could go home for dinner if I wanted to. Not a lot of pro athletes could get to do that.
You know, the only thing that I've said is I just didn't want to be presumptuous about the pick, and so that's why I've been noncommittal, because I don't know what's going to happen. You know, they might not pick me. They might fall in love with someone else. So, they, you know, you guys kind of took that narrative and ran with it, but there has never been anything like that from my end.
Confident, comfortable, making some jokes. I'm not going to go play. I felt like he could have said, duh, right after that. I'm not going to go play. Duh. I've dropped the duh on social media a few times. Sometimes it goes over well, sometimes not so much. But it's kind of a go-to. Millennials use meh. I had to actually ask a millennial once what that means. He didn't really do a good job of defining it, actually. I should have asked Chris, because Chris can define anything that has to do with millennials. Meh. Anyway, duh is the one that I will drop now and then, but people seem to get their feelings hurt over it. So I try to use it sparingly. But Joe Burrow could have used it. Duh. I'll go anywhere they draft me. I'm not going to not play. And then the tiny hands thing. If you haven't seen his tweet in response to, I mean, it was a firestorm of reaction because his hands measured small. I actually thought it was really funny. Dan Orlovsky tweeted, Dan Orlovsky, the former Lions QB, who's turned into a phenomenal analyst. He tweeted something about how of all the ways that people have described the best quarterbacks in the game, not once have I ever heard them mention hand size. But I liked Joey Burrow. That's what he calls himself on Twitter. I liked his response. Considering retirement, after I was informed the football will be slipping out of my tiny hands, please keep me in your thoughts.
I think the only thing with the hands is if you have a lot of fumbles, and I didn't have a lot of fumbles, so I think it's a non-factor. I don't get paid to, you know, talk about measurements and analyze the measurements. I get paid to play football, so that's what I'm going to do.
Take a wild guess, you guys, how many times that tweet was liked. Joey Burrow, please keep me in your thoughts. The only thing better, please keep me in your thoughts and prayers, would have been pretty funny, since thoughts and prayers is such a phrase that trends on Twitter. I actually tweeted last weekend something about, I'm pleased to announce that I bought bacon at the grocery store this morning, and then used the hashtag thoughts and prayers. I was feeling snarky. Anyway, wild guess how many times the tweet has been liked.
280,000.
Not far off, but higher. Chris, would you like to take a stab at it?
Well, that wouldn't be fair because I retweeted it already.
Oh, that's so true. You already saw it. 328,100 times. Wowzers. And it's been retweeted 39,000 times. Well, and now we've added to it, 39,001, I think I'm rounding up. Oh, and it's only had 4,500 comments or replies. Ugh. I'm glad I'm not Joey Burrow. Anyway, that was his response. Good stuff. I like the fact that he's got some humor, but some confidence, a little bit of irreverence. He's not going to get all tight and nervous, at least not yet. Maybe there will come a day, but he seems, at least at this point, well-equipped to handle the white hot spotlight, the center ring of the circus that belongs to NFL quarterbacks. So this one, Janice just surprised me a little bit, you guys. I think Chris, wait, which one do you like? Do you like South Park or do you like The Simpsons?
I like both, but oh, like South both? Park, okay. I've seen every episode.
Oh, Janice just tweeted us and says she's never seen The Simpsons.
I feel like that, like you stumble on an episode at some point in your life.
How can
right?
you miss those bright yellow dudes and dudettes?
I'm shaking my head a lot back here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, it's not just a show. It's like part of history. Almost.
Dave thinks all of you are losers. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I wouldn't say that.
But he doesn't agree with your entertainment choices. Is that fair?
Yeah, like Chris said, just give me one episode.
Steinfeld. Steinfeld
yeah,
is what the...
That's,
yeah, no, that's sacrilegious.
That's illegal.
It's illegal. Okay, so the TV show or movie you've never seen, Janice was brave enough to admit she's never seen The Simpsons, not even an episode. You don't really want to talk about it in public because people give you funny looks. And Dave shakes his head at you. A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'll ask the guys. Also, we had this fantastic conversation with longtime baseball infielder Billy Ripken. You want to talk about sarcasm. Billy's got it. A very clever wit when he answers questions. And I want you to hear a little bit of that as well. Thanks so much for joining us on our hump show. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It is really funny the reactions I'm getting from people when they get nervous about telling me they haven't seen Star Wars. It's fine. It's okay if you haven't seen Star Wars. Just because I love it doesn't mean you have to. And there's plenty of time as long as you're here on this earth that you will have access to Star Wars. So it's good. It can be a late life type of an ordeal. No need to apologize. No one's trying to make you feel bad. As I mentioned, I've never seen an episode of South Park. So while we're on that, Simpsons is not my favorite, but at least I've watched Simpsons before. I've never seen an episode of South Park because it doesn't appeal to me at all. And I've also not watched any of Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad or The Walking Dead. Those don't appeal to me either. In fact, I was telling the guys earlier, Breaking Bad, even though I've heard it's amazing, it's just not the type of show that I would watch. If you know me, you know that's not really in my wheelhouse. But it's okay. Fred says, about to blow your mind, I've never watched any Star Wars movie. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't like science fiction. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What is the movie or TV show you've never seen that you are almost afraid to admit in public because the reaction you get from people? How about this one from Jay? The Wizard of Oz. You've never seen The Wizard of Oz? Now, that's one where I'm going to say, what is wrong with you? The Wizard of Oz? I mean, really? That's sad, actually. All right, so you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Producer Chris is going to run through and retweet a bunch of them after our CBS, because it's kind of fun to laugh at other people. And then also on our Facebook page, where I can't even keep up with your responses. But Dave and Chris, I think I've managed to stay away from anything that might spoil your answers. I don't think you and I are the same. We kind of have different tastes. So, Dave, what are some movies or TV shows you've not seen that people will make fun of you for?
So, as usual, I made a list of more than one.
Of course you did.
That's what I do.
That is what you do.
I make lists. So I've never seen or read not one second of the Harry Potter movies or books. Not a single one. I know there's like 1,700.
Even though you have
them.
A bunch of kids, 1,700.
Yeah.
Seven, maybe. Even though you have a bunch of kids.
It's a little before their time, even in terms of, I think they're from like the late 90s, right? And early 2000s.
But it's not just kids. Adults love them too, though, apparently. I've never seen them either, actually. So we're in the same boat there.
I'm going to give them a try, but I've never seen a single second of them.
Okay.
And another movie on like all-time lists of movies that I've never seen is Apocalypse Now. I've never seen that movie.
I'm trying to decide if I have or not. I don't think, whoa, we might have more in common than I thought. I don't think I've seen that either. Who's in that?
I don't even know. It's like a famous movie. It's an all-timer.
Well, of course. No, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I just don't know that I've watched it.
And TV shows, I've never seen an episode of 24.
I've
never seen, yeah, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Never seen Game of Thrones, and I've never seen Lost, which I heard is fantastic.
Oh, well, yeah, the problem is, yes, Lost was great. But by the end, it got ridiculous. And the final episode ruined it. The series finale ruined it for me. So I no longer think fondly of it, though I really enjoyed watching like the first, I don't know, five seasons or so. I thought it was really interesting and kind of fascinating. But by the end, they were clearly working their way toward an ending that had already been written. And so they had to force it to get to that point. It just, yeah. In fact, my niece and my brother went on a binge watch of Lost a couple years ago, and I warned my niece. I said, you're not going to like the ending. And she was like, you're right, Auntie Amy, that sucked. So, yeah. Okay, so that was Dave. And Kenny says, I've never seen a single Harry Potter movie either. So there's three of us, at least, on that island. Chris, what about you? Are you on the Harry Potter ride?
I like Harry Potter. I mean, it's not one of my favorites. One I mentioned earlier was that I've never seen, to you actually, I mentioned this, that I've never seen Die Hard. So the original one. I've seen, like, there's like four or five of them, I think. I've actually seen, like, the fourth or the fifth one. I can't remember which one it was, but I've never seen the original. And I've also never seen the movie Coming to America.
Wait, there's four or five Die Hards? Is that what you said?
Yeah, there's four or five of them now.
I thought there were only three of them.
No, there's been a couple in the past recent years.
No one needs to see an old Bruce Willis.
Justin Long from the Dodgeball movie.
Oh, no, no one needs to see that either.
And I've never seen Coming to America either with Eddie Murphy. And that's a classic.
So funny. Yes, it is so funny. Is there any TV show on the planet you haven't seen? I feel like we used to watch them all.
Yes, I have never seen 1 second of any season of Survivor.
Huh. All right. I mean, I'm not a huge... I'm watching the current one because I love all the winners. I've seen maybe four or five seasons of it. Amazing Race is the one that I watch religiously, though. Someone wrote earlier and said they'd never watch The Bachelor. And I was like, hallelujah. That's right. Because there are way too many sports people that I follow on Twitter who live tweet The Bachelor.
Yep.
Which right away causes me to unfollow them. Nope. I do not want you to live tweet The Bachelor, please. And The Bachelor actually seems tame now compared to shows like Love is Blind, whatever that show is, where you actually, you never see the person that you get engaged to, or 90 Day Fiancé.
Yep.
I mean, are we kidding? Seriously, that's not, I mean, who would sign up for that? I guess is my question. Andrew Bogish, is that how you met your wife?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Complete opposite. Newer, browbeat her for 4 years. She finally gave in.
Oh.
I was going to ask if you guys met on Tinder, but I guess that's a no.
Bumble?
There was barely internet when I met my
wife. What's it called?
Bumble.
Bumble. Okay.
No. There was barely internet. Flip phones.
Hey, Clay Thompson still has one of those.
I saw that. Good for him.
Was it your birthday yesterday?
It was.
Why didn't you tell us?
I don't go around announcing my birthday.
We're friends. I mean, we're friends.
Shouldn't you know my birthday then without
me
telling you?
Yeah, that's bad. That's a good question. Touche. Okay, so good. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy belated birthday. Did you do anything fun?
Not yesterday. We had family over on Sunday. My wife and I went away earlier this month,
that's
as we
right.
discussed. So, like, yesterday.
Was this a milestone birthday that your wife
40.
Did something special for you?
Yeah, number 40.
But you'll never forget it, right?
Right. So, yesterday almost felt like I was being greedy. Like,
anticlimactic.
It's like we've already done this like three different times. So, let's move on. I'm now 41.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you can answer our show question. What is a movie or TV show you've never seen that you don't actually want to admit in public because people look at you funny?
Well, I will proudly admit that I've never watched The Bachelor, as you just said.
Thank God.
I've never, even though
I forgot your birthday.
I've never seen, from start to finish in one sitting, I've never seen Rocky. Or any of the Rocky movies.
The look Dave just gave you.
Yeah. I've never... I almost...
Wow, it's a sports movie.
I know. So, but like, by the time I was like old, I feel like I had seen most of the movie in video clips and references. I've never watched it.
Wow.
To finish, and I kind of don't care for Sylvester Stallone. He bothers me in general. Like, so I just have no interest in going back and watching it.
All right. Well, I've never seen The Godfather and couldn't care less.
That one is far more inexcusable than not watching Rocky.
I'm trying to think of... Oh, never seen Game of Thrones. Where are you on Game of Thrones?
Seen every second of it.
Oh, of course you did. Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Once I've watched Breaking Bad.
Neither of those have I ever seen. They're just not really my preferred genre.
Well, I mean... I would recommend in a power rankings, you almost need to watch Godfather 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Then you probably should watch Breaking Bad.
No, I don't want to watch some teacher who makes meth. Like, I'm not interested in watching.
Oh, it's not that simple.
But I heard it was really hardcore, and I'm...
I mean, there's a couple of really heavy scenes. It starts slowly, too. So, like, you got to give it, like, the first three episodes to really get going. But it's really good.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're fine. That's
all right, cool.
You're good.
So that was fun. And again, happy belated birthday.
Thank
to you.
You.
Coming Bestie. Up. That's what I get for not checking Facebook before you walked in here.
Exactly.
That, I just can't believe you didn't mention it, like drop it in a, you know, passing conversation.
No, I would
we
never
had a
do
whole
that.
Conversation when you finished your update yesterday morning.
Yeah, but I wouldn't announce my birthday. I do feel like we talked about it when I came back from Florida.
True. I just don't think I didn't realize it wasn't your actual birthday when that
fair.
Was happening.
His wife that he met in an AOL chat room in 1996.
I mean, basically, yeah.
At least it wasn't Bubble or whatever that's called.
Bumble. You are locked in to pop culture.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, pry the lid off here. Middleton lifting for the jumper. Hit it right wing. Wow, another big shot by Middleton. 89-82. They've held him in check pretty well, but the Bucks have an 8-point lead. Middleton leans in with the left hand. Up and under to score it. Bucks lead by 10. Middleton with another big shot. Well, he's doing this two nights in a row. Had 40 last night in D.C. Chris over to Bledsoe. Bledsoe driving. Giannis corner three. Up, got it! ABC for Giannis from the left corner. 104-94. The MVP with the biggest shot of the night.
Get a little bit of rhythm of, you know, the aggressiveness that they were playing with, you know, to the ball, you know, especially Giannis. And I thought his composure and kind of just seeing the court, reading the court. And then you got to make some shots, you know. Different guys stepped up, made shots. And we got to play in transition. I think it was a 19-point defensive quarter, so you're getting a lot of stops. You get out to run. Hopefully play against a defense that's not set.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Milwaukee coach Mike Budenholzer proud of his team, especially that third quarter in which they only gave up 19 points to the Raptors in Toronto and turned a double-figure deficit into a lead. They did not relinquish. So the Bucks win for the first time since Game 6 of the East Finals in Toronto. Hadn't been back since that last fateful game of the Eastern Conference Finals, but they exercised some of their demons, rallied from 12 down, and along the way won their 18th game in the last 20 tries. Giannis with 19 points, 19 rebounds, Chris Middleton over 20, and it was impressive to see the defense, but particularly in that second half. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Your answers to our question on the show are cracking me up. Some of you are almost apologetic. Don't be sorry. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our Facebook page, what's the movie or TV show you've never seen? And sometimes the looks you get, you wonder if people have lost all respect for you. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Leonard has been waiting. He's in Idaho. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Well, the answer for the question about the show or movie, sort of the retro, or you did mention Jaws. I never saw Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I don't think I have either.
That era.
Yeah.
It was one of those sort of like groundbreaking thing that everyone was talking about or whatever. But I guess more recently didn't see the last two movies of Harry Potter.
The last two. But you can't say it, though, if you've seen the first 11 or whatever it is.
Yeah, right. There was all the previous ones, true. Right, yeah. Well, it was very entertaining, you and Chris and Dave just chatting, how you were just bringing up a lot of different of. Your responses and such brought up a lot of memories of my own watching various movies and fond or some very disappointing possibly or whatever. And, several of your answers, as I was like, I'm in those categories for several of the
The Godfather
movies or shows.
The Godfather.
I yes, never saw any of those.
Well, this is a male saying he's never seen The Godfather. That I don't get very often.
I could say I do love Pacino and De Niro, so far as just seeing a lot of the other movies and such. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something like growing up, where it was sort of like I was out of the loop and discussing that. But there was plenty of other things to discuss at that time or whatever.
Yep.
I had some asking me anything stuff. That's fine. I'll catch it next time or whatever.
All right. You can send your questions anytime. Chris is always monitoring.
Yeah, I can do that. I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. Like a sports-related sort of question.
Don't make it hard.
I'm not into basketball now. I don't know. Other seasons I've used to watch Sunday afternoon instead of football. It had NBC three or four games on one after the other. It was just nonstop, like every game on Sunday. That was nice. I don't do that anymore. But just overall, like the large sports or the major sports, like for a team, do you think like if a team minimizes their weaknesses and maximizes their strength throughout the season to get to the end of the season or they're peaking? Is that like a formula for a lot of teams, do you think, win it all?
That's the goal. No team starts out ready to win a title. It's funny because we make Super Bowl predictions in July. We talk about who's going to win the NBA Finals in September. People are already making their World Series picks, and it's not even March. But no team ever starts out a season ready to win a title. And generally, it helps if you go through some adversity, not necessarily injuries, but you face some resistance. So I feel like for teams, that's always the goal. You want to try to stay as healthy as possible, of course. That's any sport. But then work out your kinks. And if you have to drop a couple of games in a regular season in order to get where you need to be by the postseason, that's okay. Because there'll be adjustments and there'll be changes and tweaks. And you hope, at least if your leadership is smart and is experienced. So, yeah, of course, that's what you want to do. You want to be playing your best of whatever sport it is right at the time where you hit the postseason.
Yeah, to peak then. Well, teams seem to resist. Like, they'll do great in the regular season because they have the formula for winning, and then the postseason comes, and it's a different game.
Well, it is like, a different game.
Completely.
Yeah, no, it is a different game in the postseason for sure, and I think experience matters. Not everyone seems to agree with me. Sometimes if you're clueless, you don't really know about the pressure, but I would absolutely agree with that the postseason's a different animal, and you have to be ready for it. A lot of different pressure. Leonard, I have to let you go because we have some stuff to do here before the top of the hour, but thank you so much for your phone call. Glad that we could keep you company. This is an interesting one from Chris on Twitter. I've never seen any of the James Bond movies. I mean, there are dozens of James Bond movies, and I feel like they appeal to multiple generations because you've got different James Bond actors. In fact, I was just sitting in the theater waiting to watch 1917 with my friend on Friday evening, and we were talking about our favorite James Bonds because there's a new one coming out with Daniel Craig, and we were deciding which James Bonds we liked the best and which ones we didn't. So, yeah, that's a whole big genre that you're missing there, Chris. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, the movie or TV show you've never seen that you try not to reveal in public because sometimes people don't ever look at you the same again. Earlier in the show, had a chance to talk to Bill Ripken, yes, of the Ripkins in Major League Baseball, as a former infielder of better than 10 years and now on MLB Network. But he's also got a brand new book. It's really interesting, called The State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. And I asked him, when did old school become synonymous with old or outdated? So he's really good. He's sarcastic and he's funny. We wanted to give you a snippet of this, including a conversation about the Astros. This is just part of what we talked about with the Astros and about the sign stealing.
I believe you get rid of all technology down by the dugout. In fact, I don't think the manager needs 30 seconds to challenge a call, and then have three more minutes where the umpires put on their air traffic control headsets behind home plate for a call. So let's get rid of the replay room down there. If you still want to have replay, put a former player up in the booth, and within 10 seconds, he's going to make sure 80% of the plays are out or safe within 10 seconds by watching one replay. So every close play gets looked at, and you spend a total of 10 seconds on it before we move on. But putting that equipment down there, giving teams iPads in the dugout, and then saying, but you can't hook up to the internet, that's like putting a plate of brownies on the kitchen counter in front of kids and saying, don't eat those brownies.
There's all kinds of trends that have been charted. One is home runs being up. Another is strikeouts being up. And the commissioner is worried about the pace of play and appealing to younger generations of fans. Billy, does the game still appeal to fans, the game that you see?
I'm of the mindset I don't think there's as much wrong with the game of baseball as other people seem to think. I mean, I get some of the new innovative ways and trying to speed it up a little bit, but on my side of the street where I reside, I don't know the difference between a 305 game and a 302 game and a 258 game. I believe that they're all okay and they're good. So you get me out to the ballpark and I see two teams play and they play crisp baseball, I'm going to be good with that. I always understand the idea of trying to tweak things, try to present a little bit more unique product on the field, maybe to energize some people. But really, from where I sit, I think this game's still pretty darn good as we move forward.
That whole conversation with Billy Ripken, part of our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com. Whether you love baseball, whether you just want to hear his comments about the Astros, which are pretty interesting, I've never heard anyone give the same advice to the players, the ones who are complaining, not the Astros players, but the rest of Major League Baseball complaining about no punishment for the Astros. Bill Ripken has a different take on what those players should be doing in lieu of complaining about the way the commissioner handled this investigation. So it's really interesting, even if that's all we talked about, but we did also talk about analytics, and he kind of makes fun of some of the numbers and explains the role that numbers should play with Major League Baseball managers, and also cites a couple managers that he thinks do a really good job at balancing the numbers, but also the wisdom, the experience, the instincts that he believes are necessary for a winning team. And yes, the last name Ripken, I think that that instantly has some credibility when it comes to the world of baseball. So check it out on our podcast, and then we'll retweet the link and put it up on Facebook a little bit later on today. So good to talk to so many of you, whether it be by social media or on the phones. A lot of you are writing in and giving us your TV shows and movies that you've never seen that you think people will blanch at. Titanic is one that I'm pretty surprised that there are people out there that still haven't seen Titanic. But as long as you know it's a real event in history, there apparently are people out there who don't believe or realize that Titanic actually happened. It's not just a movie with Leo DiCaprio. Anthony says he's never seen an episode of Game of Thrones, but that one's a pretty popular answer. Todd says The Godfather sucks, so not that I was thinking about watching it, but he's not a big fan. Michael says Dirty Dancing. Now, that one's interesting. I feel like that's also an iconic movie, like the guy who called up earlier and said Top Gun. Oh, you're missing out. We'll talk to you tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.